San Francisco city officials are taking action to prepare for the growing coronavirus outbreak. From providing hotel rooms for the homeless, to limiting who can see a doctor in case of an onslaught of coronavirus patients. San Francisco Public Health Director Grant Koufax says a new order has been issued by the city that prohibits non-essential health procedures.
To ensure that hospitals and healthcare facilities will have as much capacity as possible in the case when the surge of coronavirus occurs, the health officer has issued an order effective yesterday, prohibiting routine procedures and elective surgeries. These things can wait and they must wait. Now, we are decompressing the healthcare system as much as possible. I remind everyone, please do not go to the emergency room or an urgent care center unless you have a true life-threatening emergency.
City officials say they're offering hotel rooms to homeless people who need to be quarantined and can't isolate alone. Hotel rooms will also be provided for healthcare workers, so they are not at risk of being infected at home or spread the virus further in case they catch it. Mayor London Breed ordered a streamlining of the hiring process for nurses in the city's public health system, and she's joining the chorus of officials who stress the importance of the Bay Area's shelter-in-place order, urging people to stay at home.
We understand that this is, of course, quite challenging for so many people. But this is not a vacation. This is not time for social gatherings. We want to discourage the gathering of large groups as much as possible. Shelter in place, of course, means that you and your family members and the people who are part of your household are the only members in that household. So we are discouraging play dates and dinner parties and other things that typically you would maybe want to do in your homes, but this is really about slowing down the spread of coronavirus.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott reiterated his pledge to seek voluntary compliance, but he warns officials will enforce them if necessary.
Our primary mission is to have compassion, common sense, and voluntary compliance. And if all else fails, we do have a legal order where we can enforce. I'm happy to say at this point we have not had to enforce, and I know that there have been sporadic sightings of people holding hands and that type of thing in the city, but I want to make it clear that we are doing everything that we can to message to people, to educate the people that we come in contact with, to practice social distancing as laid out in the health order.
San Francisco's Emergency Operations Center has moved to a larger venue in order to expand it. The city's disaster service workers will now be working at the Moscone Center's South Convention Center. Officials encourage people to stay informed in the coming weeks by checking updates on their website.
Reporting for KPFA, I'm Lona Muniz.